Hi, this is a dictation for Cassandra Hall, Cassandra Hall, date of birth is 12-17-66, date of accident 3-16-2022, date of service is 11-17-2022. Cassandra Hall is a patient being seen for follow-up visit. She initially had an accident on 3-16-2022, and allegedly she reports that all her symptoms are coming from this particular accident where she hit her car on a passenger side of the another car. As a result, she had a head injury with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, blurred vision, and pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and right knee, right ankle, with the numbness of third, fourth, and fifth finger on the left side. No shoulder injury was reported. She was initially seen at Beaumont Hospital with the x-rays and a CT scan, and she was discharged once she was found to be normal. Her left thumb was damp and was also painful and difficulty in moving the thumb. Currently, the patient has ongoing symptoms, especially focusing in the neck and the lower back, with radiation to the right buttock and right lateral part, covering the hip and the upper thigh, as numbness and tingling. Pain in the left hand is also reported prominent, and both knees. The pain level is from 7 to 10. The ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports that mood and walking ability, relationship with other people, enjoyment of life are 10, while general activity, work, and sleep are affected 8. The patient reports overall she has 50% improvement in the pain level due to the various treatments. In the system review, patient reports headaches with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, poor work performance, and depression. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back along with pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and the left hand and wrist, both knees, left hip, and moderate difficulty walking. The sciatica, occasionally, especially focusing on the right side of the lower back, even right sacroiliac joint is reported affected. The patient reports in GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, a blood in the urine is reported. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Norco, substance abuse none, compliance history none is reported. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 194/73, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit on November 1, 2022 for dictation number 1103-010. Plan is to, along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, and okay, one second. I'm coming. And Cymbalta, 30 milligram. And Voltaren gel, 3%, 5 milligram Ambien, 20 milligram Nexium, and Imitrex, 100 milligram. Norco, 5 milligram. Sorry, Norco, 7.5/25 daily for 15 days was provided. Lidocaine patches have been provided, 5%. Maps were reviewed, legs were reviewed. Patient was found compliant and she will be seen in 15 days' time. She has been ordered for cervical, thoracic, and lumbar epidural and right sacroiliac joint injection. Patient has been advised to study about it, read about it, consult other groups, and let us know when she is ready. Thank you.